Okay, we can start our practice. Please sit comfortably and try to keep your back straight as much as possible. Take a few deep, long breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Do it a couple of times to relax your body and your mind. Free of tension. Try to let go the burdens of the past and the worries of the future. And you all are here in this present moment. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. And ask yourself, why am I here? Make sure you set your intention right on this beautiful morning. If you had any expectation about this meditation, it's time to let go of those intentions or those expectations, I mean. Just be here in the present moment. Take a few more deep, long breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. With each and every breath, it's a new life, it's a new moment. Foundation of our practice is loving kindness, cultivating love within self and towards others. It's a very important part of our practice. At times you will realize that you will get distracted. At times you will find that you are criticizing yourself and judging yourself for not being able to practice the way you like. By developing love and compassion within yourself, will allow you to have a patience within yourself in order to continue to have a better practice. Think to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful. May I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be well, may I be happy, May I be peaceful. Now send your loving members, your parents, your grandparents, your husband, your partners, your children, your grandchildren. Think about them individually if you like. Your loving and kind thoughts towards all your family members. Sometimes we do have a difficult family members in our life, in our families, that is hard to get along with. Sometimes you may have a negative experiences with them. Maybe you don't like the way they talk to you, the way they treat you, or the past experiences that bothers you. Please understand that forgiveness is not for someone else. Forgiveness is for ourselves. When we forgive somebody, we let go of those negative emotions and feelings that we have towards that person. That free our mind, that we gain a peace of mind, not them. When you truly develop love and compassion, it does not have any boundaries. We can send that love towards everybody, including the people that we can't get along with. Send your loving and kind thoughts towards all your family members. Family members, be well. Be happy. Be full. Be happy, be peaceful. May all my family members be well, be happy, be peaceful. Finally, send your loving and kind thoughts towards all living beings, human beings, non-human beings, people who are suffering without food, without shelters, people who are suffering from natural disasters, people who are suffering because of the wars and the hatreds throughout the world. We can at least send our loving and kind thoughts towards them. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. By cultivating and developing love and compassion towards others, we become grateful. Each and every one of us we all receive something from somebody during our life. It's good to be recognized that and be grateful to our parents, our grandparents, our friends and our noble friends. It's good to think about them with loving and kind, with loving and kind thoughts. Be grateful to yourself, your health. Be grateful to others. If you want to change your posture during the practice, please do it mindfully. And try to be mindful of each and every second that you are during this practice. Even with your movements, understand and aware of the movements that you are making. Now hearts and minds are full of love and compassion within yourself and towards others. Now you can slowly start your focus on your breathing. Don't force your breath. Let it happen as normal. But bring your attention to focus on your breathing. When you breathe in, understand and aware you are breathing in. When you breathe out, understand and aware that you are breathing out. When you do this, at times you will find yourself get distracted by thoughts or feeling or sound or maybe a sensation. Which is normal. But each and every time when you feel like that you notice that you get distracted, allow your breathing to bring you to present moment. When you pay attention to your inhale and exhale, you will start to feel a subtle sensation of your breath, maybe on your upper lips, or maybe inside your nostril, or back of your throat. Or as it arises in your belly with your inhale and falls away with your exhale, wherever you feel that subtle sensation, start your focus on that part of your body and try to keep your concentration on that particular part of your body. If you don't feel that sensation, which is okay, and start to concentrate and keep your concentration on your breathing, do not try to find anything, just be the observer. Are you in the present moment? Or are you wandering? If you get distracted by your thoughts or feeling or sensation, please bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. You can get distracted many times. As many times as you get distracted, try to bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. Please bring your palms together in front of your heart. Make a strong determination to practice this meditation every day, even for a short time. May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. And thank you very much. You can open your eyes. Okay, let's do the chanting. Let's start with page 4. Namo tasse bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhasse namo tasse bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhasse namo tasse bhagavato arahato Samma sambuddhasse buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi aniccā vata saṅkhārā uppāda vaya dhammino Uppajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṃ upasamosukho sabbe sattā avērā hontu sabbe sattā abhyā hontu Sabbe sattā anīgā hontu Sabbe sattā sukhī attānaṃ pariharantu Mano pubbhaṅgamā dhammā Mano settā manomayā Manasāce paduttena bāsativā karotivā Tathonam dukkha manveti chakkhangva vahato padam Mano pubbhaṅgamā dhammā Mano settā manomayā Manasāce pasannena Vāsativā karotivā Tathonam sukha manveti Chāyāv anapāyini Mind is the forerunner of all states.
Mind is the chief, mind is the head. If with a corrupted mind, one should have a speaker act, suffering follows cause by act, as does the mind is
We believe in generosity towards others. We believe the skillful noble path is marked by generosity. We believe generosity has many levels. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity is the heart of our spiritual practice. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those who without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those ocean to cross, a sanctuary for those who in danger, a lamp for those without light,
a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant for all in need. By means of
good morning. It's good to see you all. Did you all have a good practice? Well, if you didn't, now too late. Today is my first meditation that I'm guiding after my a teacher who passed away a month and 6 days ago. As some of you know, I was in Sri Lanka for 2.5 months because he was quite ill when I first went there. So I thought he would recover or he will get better. But with the time that I realized that he is not getting better. So I just wanted to be there with him, and I was able to take care of him and spend a good time with him before he's passing. So I just wanted to dedicate today's meditation and this practice to him. Because without him, that I won't be sitting here and guiding you to this meditation. So I won't be here without him. So I wanted to thank all the Sangha members who helped me today to bring these beautiful flowers and organizing all this, Tessa and Rebecca and all the others. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate. And also I wanted to mention the founder of this temple, Bhante Sujata, who I consider as my other teacher. So during all this time, he was a huge help to me, because when I realized that I have to go to Sri Lanka, just 2 days before that, that he told me that I can spend as much time as I need to all this, to do everything I supposed to do. And with his busy scheduling and traveling and all that, he had to stay here and doing all this work and while he's traveling and doing all that. And so I really, really appreciate for him doing that, not only helping me as a noble friend, which he has been last 17 years also, but financially, whenever I need something, that he helped me to do all that. So I just wanted to say that, because I really do appreciate, and all the Sangha members that who helped me throughout this process, because it wasn't easy. But last month that I realized how much of the freedom that I lost being my teacher passing, because He was a vice principal of a high school which has over 3,000 students. And then he was running four other temples. And I didn't realize, I knew, but I didn't realize until he passed how much work that he has been doing all these years. Because now being the oldest students of him, and I have to take all those responsibilities. Before, when somebody asked me something, I always had the escape route and saying like, ask my teacher, so I could escape from anything. But last month I realized I don't have that privilege anymore, because all the little monks and come to me and asking me, now I don't have anywhere else to go, I have to give the final answer. Last 17 years I've been in traveling a lot. Before come to USA, I was in Malaysia and Singapore. Sometime I go back to Sri Lanka after five years. So I had all this time and freedom to go wherever I want, spend wherever I want. But now I don't have that privilege. Because of my teacher being gone. So I just wanted to... all my life, I came... 10 years old boy that I came to the temple and met my teacher in 1989. That was 35 years ago. I remember this still to this day. So I went there. So with me there was six of other same age kids that who want to become a monks, and that we all have to train at least for a year or two in order to qualify to become a monk. There are a lot of studies to be done before. So my teacher knew that we were kids, and he understood our mind more than anybody, because he will go to the school for teaching job in the morning, and before he go to school, he will tell us, because there are a lot of things to memorize, 84,000 of them, but I didn't have to memorize all of them, but there are some you have to. So before he go to school, he will tell us, whoever studied the most is going to get more ice cream, which he always did. Whenever he comes back, he will bring us ice cream. So we didn't care about the studies, we want to eat ice cream. So we will. It's a huge temple. It's a 16 acres big temple, and we will go to a places, and we will yell and scream and try to memorize everything. So we want to eat ice cream. So he was so kind, and even after we become monks, we were only 11 and 12 years old. As a monk, you have to discipline. You're not supposed to run around and play and all that. But my teacher will tell us, just go behind these statues and go, you just play, nobody can see you. So he was very kind. And then even dealing with 3,000 some students, 6-7 hours in the morning, he come back and then spend good quality time with us. So last month also I had to take care of the other little monks that now under my umbrella, and I realized how hard is being a monk, especially in Sri Lanka, because in culturally that everybody grew up in the Buddhist culture. Monks are part of their life even before they're born. Even now, some of you probably have received the blessing before your babies are born. That's where the monks start a part of being a life of everybody. So we start a blessing before the baby is born, and then from there on, before their first meal, before they go to school, And when they get married, and then they have children, and then they passed away, we are part of that life. It's so difficult and it's so tiring and asking so much, because from the morning you get up, it's so much to do. Community work, and then your own practice, and then helping other people. So last month I had to do all that what he did, and I realized how hard it is. For some of you, it's just your family, and then your husband and wife or kids, however you have, and that's all you have to be worrying about. But being a monk, you have to worry about the whole community. And then having four different temples, and then you have to worry about all four temples and doing all these works. That's why I'm so grateful that last month and a half that I was able to spend the time with him, a quality time with him, and to talk to him and take care of him, as many questions as I have. Because till the moment he died on March 1st at 5:10 a.m., his memory and his mind is amazing. He has the most amazing memory. Because when I went to Sri Lanka, I asked him, "Do you remember what day I came to the temple?" And he told me, "Yes, you came in 1989, May 1st, and you came around lunchtime when I was eating." So I was so surprised that he remembered all these things. Because we knew his memory is so good, because back in the days, we didn't have cell phones. Now you have all your numbers on your contact list. You don't even remember any of the numbers. I don't. But back in the day when you have those phones, he remembered everybody's telephone numbers. And if somebody needed a number, they used to call my teacher and say, "Do you remember this number?" And from the top of his head, he will say the number. So his memory was so good. Until the last mere moment that he passed away, because that's from the practice. Because he always encouraged us with our studies, with our practice. That's what he encouraged us the most. I was a really stubborn kid from seven of that who become monks. I was really stubborn, but don't feel bad, there are a few more stubborn than me. He sent me to a school that I have to stay in the hostels. I will only come on vacation and on this off days on the school that I come to the temple. Even during that, if we have something important at the school, he will say, "No, you don't have to come, and just stay in the school and do all that." Because he knew how important the education is and how important the practice is. So when I come to the temple, I always, if I see something, I always had a complaint about something, and I always had a little fight about the other little monks. We had like Larabum at the temple. He used to tell me this story because that story has all the teachings that we need and I needed back then, and we all need it today, because he used to tell me this story whenever I complain about something. So the story is there was this little monk and his teacher, and there are other monks in that monastic living there. And the students one day that came to his teacher, and he said, "Teacher, I cannot live in this monastic, in this place anymore, in this temple anymore. I need to go to a place that is quiet, that I can do my practice in a better way." And the teacher asked him, "Why?" And the student says, "Oh, the practitioners or the monks here, they just talk gossips, and they talk bad about me, and they say this and they do that, and they do this." And the teacher say, "Okay, if that's the case, yeah, you can go find a better place to practice. And then the teacher said, before you go, just do me one favor, and then I'll let you go. And he said, yeah, definitely. And then the teacher said, spoon, and then fill up some water into that spoon, and just carry this spoon without spilling any water throughout the temple. And once you go around the whole temple and come back without spilling any water, and then you can leave. And the student was so excited. I mean, this is an easy job. So he just took the spoon and then walked around whole temple and came back to the teacher. And then he said, look, I didn't spill anything. So here is the spoon. Can I go now? And the teacher said, yes, of course you can go now. And then, but before you go, I got one last question to ask you. And the student said, yeah, go ahead and ask. And teacher said, while you're walking with this spoon full of water, did you hear anybody talking bad about you? Or did you hear they are talking gossips? Did you hear anything? And the student says, no, teacher, I didn't hear anything because I was so focused on the spoon and the water, so I didn't hear anything. So the teacher said, okay, that's all you need. Don't focus on others. Just focus on yourself and focus on your work. I think that that's the best for each and every one of us, because at times, even if Buddha's life, that I believe he's the best scientist that ever been in the whole world, that he did a research on himself for 6 years. He didn't look outward. He looked inward to find out within himself. Meditation is, and the practice is also, try to find what you try to find within yourself. The answer is within yourself. But often we mistaken to try that from outside world, which we won't be able to. And when we can't find the truth that we are trying to find, it's easy to complain and blame on others that we can't do this because of others. It's not because of others. It's because that you don't pay enough attention to your own self. Once you pay enough attention to your own self and own practice, you will be able to find it. Because oftentimes, even that people come to the temple for practice. I know Bhante Sujata never asked you to come here. I never asked you to come here. Did I? No. Even today we have a cake there sitting, but I didn't know until, if I knew that I will ask you, put something on the Facebook. There are some cake waiting for, they make the welcome cake for me. But make sure you don't eat my face. They say, I'm the only one supposed to eat my face. So without my face, you can eat cake. So we didn't ask nobody to come here. It's just you come to the practice on your own. But then when you come to your own practice, don't get distracted with other things. Make sure you pay attention and understand why you are here. At the beginning, I ask you, what is your intention for coming here? And make sure that you will never forget that intention that you came to the temple for, and always keep that in your mind, and that's what you are here for. And always pay attention to your inner world, and you will find the truth within yourself, and we don't have to blame on others. So that's my message to you today. If anybody has any questions or any comments, then you are more than welcome. Yes, because he was still my teacher, because he was in oxygen for 2 days, taking off and back and forth. Because I always ask his guidance whenever I do something, because it was just right before the full moon day. because I he's bossy. Even he was sick, because he will tell me what to do. Because I like that, you know, in a good way he will tell me. Because last time he asked, I asked him, because there were four temples, I asked him which one I should go, because I don't want to go to all four of them. So he just told me to go to one place. That was his favorite place. It was over 800 years old temple. So he wanted me to go there. But the very last memory that I have, it was around 11 p.m. because I knew my feelings. I knew that he's going to pass away. So I he wasn't able to talk, but I was holding his hand. I was chanting. He had his favorite chant. There was called a sutra there. That I chant him three times a day while he was in hospital. So I hold his hand and I said, if you can hear me, just move your hand. And then his little finger he moved, and I told him, this was what I told him. I said, do not be afraid, and I'm going to keep your legacy, and I'm going to keep your practice and what you taught me throughout my life. So this was the last word I told him. That was around 11 p.m. and he passed away at 5:10 the next morning. So that was the last thing. Because I called Bhante Sujata the day before, and we were talking about it. And of course, I asked him when we talk. He said, "Yeah, just tell him what you really feel." So that I was able to tell him that right before he passed. So that was the last word that I talked to him. Yeah. Okay. Thank you all coming today. And is anybody new today? Yeah. Please say your name and.
My name's Amber.
Amber, thank you for coming and welcome to the temple. Anyone else? Yeah.
Paul,
thank you for coming. Welcome to the temple. Anyone else? Yeah. Yeah, thank you for coming.
Gloria.
Huh? Yes, thank you for coming. Welcome to the temple.